Stages of organizational maturity and sustainability strategies. The way organizations approach sustainable issues evolves over time. Organizations tend to become less reactive and tactical and more proactive and strategic in their sustainability goals as they become more experienced in this area. As society changes, proactive organizations constantly rethink how they do business. The trick is for companies to be able to predict and credibly respond to society's changing awareness of particular issues. Exhibit 1-120 shows how organizations may pass through 5 stages as they move towards social responsibility, though a given organization may stop at a certain level. In the defensive stage, penalties for noncompliance could be onerous, and even if the organization is focusing on compliance to some degree, it may have reputation damage that requires the organization to spend significant money on damage control. For example, Porter and Kramer, in Strategy and Society, the link between competitive advantage and corporate social responsibility, provide examples of companies forced to address the potential adverse economic consequences of public disapproval of business practices or behavior. Nike, when faced with a customer boycott after the New York Times reported abusive labor practices at some of its Indonesian suppliers in the early 1990s. Shell Oil, when confronted by Greenpeace protests when it sank the Brent Spar, an obsolete oil rig, in 1995. In the compliance stage, the organization identifies major compliance risks and develops appropriate sustainability programs in order to minimize the risks of incurring fines and penalties. For example, say a manufacturer uses hazardous materials in its processes. In its first pass at sustainability, the business may develop protocols for the handling, storage, and disposal of hazardous materials. It ensures that workers have protective gear. It audits required documentation and reports to agencies to make sure that the organization is in compliance with regulations. If the organization is in the European Union or in certain U.S. states, the organization will be mandated by law to take back electronics or products containing certain hazardous substances at the end of their life cycle and then extract expensive or toxic materials from them for reuse or proper disposal. However, it may not actively seek out those returns. The impact of sustainability is primarily reactive and occurs at the operational level. In the managerial stage, the organization realizes that sustainable activities can produce cost advantages and primarily seeks quick wins. A simple example is an organization switching to post-consumer recycled paper in order to reduce deforestation while saving money on raw materials. Continuing the hazardous material example used above, the manufacturer may apply life cycle costing to its use of such materials. Life cycle costing is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. In evaluating alternatives, the consideration of all costs, including acquisition, operation, and disposition costs, that will be incurred over the entire time of product ownership. The manufacturer may realize that it can decrease costs by limiting the amount of hazardous materials it uses in its processes. It may be able to decrease the area dedicated to separate storage and time spent on administration. Significant hazardous waste disposal fees can be reduced. The organization is now responding tactically to this sustainable issue. An organization that chooses to emphasize sustainability will work toward responsible economic growth that benefits the society within which it operates by providing fair wages, equal opportunities for local workers, minimal impact on the environment, and so on. In return for these investments, it may achieve a strategic advantage in the form of, for example, increased worker and customer loyalty and positive press. In the strategic stage, the organization adopts a more integrated approach to sustainability, considering how it can influence social, economical, and environmental goals through changes to its culture, structure, and processes. It adopts a more proactive position, not reacting to requirements but planning how to achieve more sustainable operations. It applies its entire value chain to identifying and analyzing opportunities for improvements and collaborating to implement them. For example, the manufacturer may set sustainable goals and redesign products to require fewer or no hazardous materials. It may task all areas with reducing all forms of waste. It may solicit employee ideas and provide rewards for suggestions resulting in improved sustainability. It may include sustainable goals in its strategic plan and report on progress in its annual reports to investors. In the civil stage, The organization may actively recruit supply chain members who are willing to adopt its sustainability strategy and may divest itself of others who fail to adopt its requirements after a reasonable grace period. The organization might also lead or participate in industry-wide forums or associations. These will likely include members who are competitors that promote concerted sustainability industry efforts and sustainability goals.